بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من أحد يمر بقبر أخيه بأخيه المؤمن كان يعرفه في الدنيا فيسلم عليه إلا عرفه ورد عليه السلام حضرت ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said when a person passes by the grave of his Muslim brother who he knew in this world and offers salam to him he recognizes him and he replies to his salam so the brother that's in the qabr now he knew this brother that now is passing by the qabr and making salam he recognized him in the dunya he knew him he was his friend he was his sati he was his brother he knew him now when he comes to his qabr and he makes salam to him then what he does he recognizes him and he replies to his salam just to quickly recap yesterday we explained that as far as the people that are buried in the graves are concerned the dead people are concerned then they have the ability to hear but you can't make them hear what you want them to hear they hear whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows them to hear and the second thing we need to note from there is those specific cases in the hadith where it mentions that the brother hears our voice hears what we're saying and he replies or he acknowledges it or he comes to know of it then we believe that 100% that at this moment he is hearing it One of the things that the hadith mentions is the salam of a person when he goes to the qabr. When he makes salam at the qabr, that specifically is mentioned in the hadith that the dead person hears it. So it doesn't mean that everything now the dead person is hearing, otherwise you'll find people going to the qabr and they'll be giving a whole history, karguzari of what happened, who got married, who passed away, what happened here, what happened there. It's not like that. But specifically where the hadith mentioned that he hears it, so on those occasions we believe the dead person is listening to it, is hearing to whatever is mentioned as far as the hadith is concerned. And like this example was an example of salam. An Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, arwahu shuhada'i fi hawasil tayrin khadirin tasrahu fil jannati haythu sha'at thumma ta'wi ila qanadila tahta al-arushi. Hadith Ibn Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the souls of martyrs are within the stomachs of green birds. They fly wherever they want in paradise and then take shelter in lamps beneath the throne. How beautiful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors the shuhada, that their souls are now put into the stomachs of green birds, birds of Jannat. Beautiful birds. Sometimes might find it hard to understand, but we can think in this world, a person's body can be housed in a helicopter. And the helicopter can fly everywhere. How easily that is to understand. In Jannat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created special carriers, special birds to carry the souls of the shuhada. They fly wherever they want in Jannat, move around. And then here in hadith mentioned that they fly wherever they want in paradise and they take shelter in lamps beneath the throne, in like chandeliers, beneath the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these birds go and they perch. What a beautiful scene this is. And what honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for those people that become shaheed. عن كعب بن مالك رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قبل القيامة إنما نسمة المؤمن طائر يعلق في شجر الجنة حتى يرجعه الله إلى جسد يوم يبعث يوم يبعثه هذا كعب بن مالك رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said the soul of a believer is within the stomach of a bird which remains attached to a tree of paradise until Allah Pak returns it to his body on the day of resurrection. Here again we see what honor there is, that it is there on a tree, perched, getting the breeze, getting the beauty, getting everything, experiencing of Jannat, right up till Allah Pak resurrects the person on the day of Qiyamah. عن أمي بشر بن البراء أنها قالت لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كيف يتعارف الموتى قالت ربت يداك النفس الطيبة طير خضر في الجنة فإن كان الطير يتعارفون في رؤوس الشجرة في رؤوس الشجر فإنهم يتعارفون أمي بشر البراء narrates that she asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم how will the dead recognize each other they must know that so many people would become martyred and so many people would pass away and naturally the thought that goes to the mind that what will happen to these people how will they recognize each other how will the dead people now come to know each other So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that may your hands be soiled. This was a way of beseeching Allah's mercy. It was an expression that may your hands be soiled, that like surprise and also asking for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A pure soul is within the stomach of a green bird in paradise. If birds are able to recognize each other on the tops of trees, they can currently recognize each other in this world. You find birds on the top of trees, they can recognize each other. One bird is able to recognize the next bird. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that if birds are able to recognize each other on the top of trees, and they are certainly can recognize each other, the soul will also recognize each other. The souls also, they will recognize each other, they will be able to talk to each other. It's not that there will be no communication, they will be able to talk, they will be able to speak. And the previous hadith we did, that when a person passes away, the people on that side get so excited that they rush to go and meet him. And when they rush to meet him, then some of them will say, take it easy, he has just been through some pain, take it easy. Because excitement on that side to meet, for example, the parents, the brothers, the friends, different people, the ustads, the teachers, all are seeing this person now coming. They're so excited to meet him. And then one will tell the other, take it easy, give him a chance to get his breath back. He just went through a lot of pain. So the excitement on that side also is very, very great. We do one more hadith. وفي مراسل عمرو بن حبيب قال سألت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن أرواح المؤمنين فقال في حواصل طير خضر تسرح في الجنة حيث شاءت. A Sahabi asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the souls of the believers. So he replied, they are in the stomachs of green birds, flying wherever they want in paradise. So here again this shows us that this great reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for a person that becomes shaheed. Normally people fright, what will happen to me if I become shaheed? What about the pain? What about the difficulty? When a person experiences one moment of Jannah, when he experiences one second of Jannah, every difficulty, every pain, every hardship of this world is completely forgotten. And to such an extent that a person, we did the hadith before, a person will actually wish that he went through extreme difficulties. One hadith we did, that he will wish that he was skinned alive in this dunya, so that the reward of that pain that he's seeing there, he would have got more reward. He would have wished that he was skinned alive. Can you imagine the pain that he's experienced? When a person sees the beauty and the glitter and the glamour and the reward in the akhirat, then he'll wish that he went through even this. His skin also was taken out in this dunya. So this shows that the reward of this difficulty that person goes is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will repay him handsomely, will repay him so much so that he'll wish that, I wish I had gone through more difficulties in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Therefore, when we go through any difficulties, we make sabr and keep the reward in mind, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward us so beautifully for this, that we shouldn't lose hope, we shouldn't lose strength, and actually we should be happy with whatever decision Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for us. May Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.